Tonight, live from the Showcase Studio, the beautiful Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago. None of us will be here because that's tonight, but right now we're here. And we're here on a glamorous Oscars Friday. All of this, of course, is overly hyped, volume-up nonsense that has nothing to do with the telecast on Sunday night or the eventual winners. But we would be remiss if we didn't at least kill a segment or two on this show, making our own Oscars picks in our Oscars wang-dang-doodle. Not to be confused with the NFL wang-dang-doodle, which occurs during the regular season where people yell at each other and eventually are disappointed. And by disappointed, I mean you, the listeners. Let's go to Kevin live in Hollywood. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well live in Hollywood. The weather's great out here today, Steve.
Excellent. And each of us will be able to pick first. Each of us will pick second, third, fourth, and last.
Well, it's a snake format. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if everyone's going to have a first pick exactly, but this will all work out.
Everybody should have a first pick.
Okay, everybody will have a first
pick. We have five categories. We have five votes.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's what we're doing. Isn't that what we're doing?
So it's a snake format. So number one through five, and then whoever gets the last pick in the first round will get the first pick.
Yeah, that should work.
But then we go back. So the person who initially had that first pick will then get the first pick of...
I have no idea what you said.
Me neither.
Just let me walk us through this. It'll all work out. Trust me.
Sounds like French. All right. So, Andrea, I am granting you the first pick. Can she pick her category?
We're going to start with Best Supporting Actress, Steve.
All right. Okay. Andrea, first pick in Best Supporting Actress.
Best Supporting Actress. I am going to pick Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl.
That's a good pick.
Getting rave reviews for her performance.
That's a really good pick.
I'm going with her.
Who's second?
Second would be Steve Cochran.
Well, I got to go with my old college roommate, Kate Winslet, from the Steve Jobs movie.
I have to say, a very solid pick because she won the SAG Award.
Terrible roommate, though. Very sloppy. Mm. Third pick.
Go Cats.
That would be you, Dave.
I got it. Got it.
Dave, third pick of the remaining women left in that category because you can't pick someone who's already been chosen.
Well, I was looking for a football connection, so I'm going to go with Rooney Mara from Carol.
Oh, look what you did there.
Good pick. Good movie.
Pick number four.
That would be the Millennials. Ross, I'm going with Rachel McAdams just because I like the movie Spotlight. Your thoughts?
Is it because she's hot, too?
She is pretty hot, yeah.
You know, honestly, just my two cents, I hope she wins.
Yeah,
not in this
win.
Pool, of course.
She's not going to win. What's your thought on Rachel McAdams?
I had a baby in December. I haven't seen a movie since about 6 months ago.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, so you're going to be a big help. And let's go to the seventh floor, Steve. Yep. That would leave you with the pick of Jennifer Jason Leigh from The Hateful Eight.
That's who I'll pick.
I could call by you.
Hey, by the way, where's my $20,000 gift bag? I was looking for that.
Oh, I got a bag for you.
Okay.
Next category.
Next category would be Best Supporting Actor. Now the seventh floor will lead us off.
Uh-oh, wait. Best Supporting Actor?
Actor in a supporting role.
Actor in a supporting...
Mark, the first pick.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
All right. Second pick.
That would go back to us, the Millennials. Ross, I am going to go with Rocky, Sylvester Stallone.
Everybody seems to think that's the home run, that that's the big winner. Ross, your thoughts on that pick?
This one time, Abigail laughed. And
you didn't see the movie.
So you didn't get the movie?
I didn't see the movie.
All right, fine. Pick
Ross.
Three.
Pick three goes back to Dave.
And I'm never sure of his last name.
Mark Rylance?
Bridge of Spies, yes.
Mark Rylance. I'd love to see him win. Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did.
He's so good.
Tom Hanks is great,
so good.
But he is really good.
Am I next?
Yep, you're next, Steve.
I'm going to go with Christian Bale in The Big Short. He was really good in The Big Short.
Be a sleeper pick.
Yeah.
And now back to Andrea.
Tom Hardy may be your pick.
Tom Hardy, but only because of his role in Mad Max.
Did you see The Revenant?
No, I didn't see Mad Max or The Revenant.
All right, well, good luck with that pick.
So I said it because of Nick. That's my Nick tribute.
Category number three.
Category three will go to Best Actress, actress in a leading role. Now, Steve, if we stick to my snake format, this would give Andre the next pick, or we can give everybody a number one pick, and you would go first here.
I think everybody does need to get a number one pick.
Okay, Steve,
and I would like
first,
to give my number one pick to my friend Andrea. Andrea, your
Why
pick
are you
first.
Guys being all nice to
Andrea,
me
Andrea, your this pick is, first.
Something's weird.
I'm giving you, your... Well, maybe you should
nice.
Just say thank you for the first pick
you guys
I just
are just
gave you.
Felt
all right,
bad
I'll take
you didn't
the
tell
first
me.
Pick.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh,
I'll
okay,
take it.
Fine then.
All right, I'm going with Best Actress, right?
Yes.
Brie Larson for Room.
Brie Larson for Room. So I'm going second then?
Yes.
All right. My pick would be... this category sucks. I'm going to go Charlotte Rampling in an upset for 45 years.
Did you see that movie?
Nope.
Okay.
Pick three.
Back to Mr. Cat.
And again, these names are tough, but is it Cerise?
Oh, Saoirse.
Saoirse. See, I wasn't close. Ronan. I saw the movie, though. Brooklyn.
It's a chick flick. Did you like it?
It was a chick flick.
Yeah.
You liked it?
Yeah, I did. It was
good. He liked it, and he cried.
It was a nice story. I did.
Did you cry?
No, I got a
little. Come on.
Maybe just
weep openly, rock back and forth.
back to the millennials.
Let me go to Ross first on this. Ross, the remaining actresses are Kate Blanchett and Jennifer Lawrence. What's your thoughts there?
Jennifer Lawrence is one of our people, so I'm definitely leaning that way. But being a good team player, I'm not going to make a final decision until I would defer to Kevin, who probably actually saw the movies that we're talking about.
So you didn't see either one of these?
I didn't see either one.
Wait, and what's the reason for that?
I had a daughter. And
you have a baby. Yeah. By the way, Abigail's 10 weeks old now.
Hey.
Yeah.
And we still haven't met her in person.
Yeah, well, we don't want the riffraff exposed to her too soon. Kevin, your pick?
Ross, I was actually going to go Kate Blanchett.
Like I said, I was going to go Kate Blanchett because she's not a millennial and screw all other millennials.
All right. And correct. Steve, back to you on the seventh floor. That's going to leave you with Jennifer Lawrence.
It was a lot of thinking on my part, but Jennifer Lawrence is my pick.
Steve, let's not kid ourselves. The only time you think is during the news. Let's go to category number four.
Be actor in a leading role up to the seventh floor.
All right.
You already had a first pick.
Okay, then the millennials get the next first pick. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, let's go with Leonardo DiCaprio. Ross?
Good pick.
Solid.
Everyone I follow on Twitter says that's who we should pick. So
the bear ate him.
Nicely done. All right, now Steve, go.
I'm going to go with Eddie Redmayne.
All right.
Yep.
Eddie Redmayne. How about over to Dave?
I'll go with Bryan Cranston for his terrific portrayal of Dalton Trumbo, the blacklisted.
Yeah, we don't need the bio. Thanks.
Steve and then Andrea.
Oh, Steve.
I'm going to go with, I didn't see The Martian. Am I the only one on this planet that didn't see The Martian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I saw it.
Yeah. I'll go with Michael Fassbender. A lot of people confuse me with him.
Maybe the only person in the universe.
And Andrea, that'll leave you with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Now, who hasn't gotten a first pick? I believe Dave hasn't. Dave, you can lead us off with the best picture, the biggest one here.
Best picture, Dave. Now, there's eight to choose from here.
Yeah, this is tough. I'd like to give my pick to Andrea.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Giving. You are being so nice.
You're about to lose the first pick. Would you like it or not?
I will. Really?
All right, back to you, Dave.
No, I'll take it.
All right, fine. What do you have?
Spotlight.
Spotlight's a good pick.
Going Spotlight, my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Dave, I'm going to go back to you for pick two.
I'm going to give it to you, Steve.
That's really nice of you, Dave. I'm not accepting your pick. I'm giving it back to you.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Why are you guys so nice?
Because that's how we are.
Format?
The Revenant.
Going with The Revenant.
That's a good solid pick, too.
Okay, fine. I'm going to give my third pick to the Millennials.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Kevin, I would go ahead and pick. Ross is tired. He's sleeping now because he has a baby.
I understand. We'll go with The Big Short, a sleeper pick, I think so.
It's a good pick. And Steve Grzan, it's your pick for Best Picture.
Okay, did anybody pick Room yet?
You did, just now, just seconds ago.
Room.
And I will go with a terrific movie called The Bridge of Spies.
Great flick.
And as I look over my picks, I have to say, I think I'm 0 for 5. It looks like an 0 for 5 for me. We'll get Dean's picks coming up. And in addition to Dean's picks, you have some Oscar fun facts.
Oh, yeah, you'll like this. Like how long it takes a woman, one of the female nominees, to get ready.
They're starting now. We also have some Oscar prop bets. And some details on what's going to be in the swag bag for all the nominees. The actual swag bag, not that fraudulent swag bag they passed on us, a couple of weeks ago. Minute before 8, you've been listening to the Oscars. Wang, dang, doodle. Kevin, say goodbye from Hollywood.
Live from Hollywood, Kevin, for WGN.
You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to do the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker? Okay.
You know what? I was going to do Best Animated Feature, but it's too easy. Let's do Best Foreign Language Film.
Oh.
I don't have that category in front of me. Could you give me the category of best foreign language film? We'll do that with Dean. Obviously, the best animated feature film.
Does The Big Short qualify?
No, because it's not animated.
No, for but a foreign language.
Shaun the Sheep movie? Shaun the Sheep movie. Oh, that's a terrific film. That sheep can act.
That's animated feature, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Inside Out. What is it, Inside Out? Yeah, Inside Out should win that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me.
8:11 in the morning, and Dean Richards joins us live from Channel 9. Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, you all right?
I'm writing a complaint letter.
A complaint letter to who?
Dunkin' Donuts.
What happened?
I think they give me, on purpose, joke dribble cups.
Oh, all over your suit?
Every day, and I spill coffee on myself.
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't the lid on a coffee cup prevent that?
Well, that happened at McDonald's 4 years ago, and some woman sued and got a gazillion dollars. And by the way, exactly a gazillion.
You know, I have been under a lot of emotional stress since that has been happening.
I'm afraid I'd have to testify against you on that behalf. You've been emotionally stressed for years.
Dean, now, interestingly, your coworker, Sean Lewis,
yes,
has this same conversation with me on the weekends when I'm there, but he says just the opposite. He said Starbucks. He said you pay all that money for Starbucks, and that always dribbles out.
I've noticed that, too.
Yeah.
If we put a man on the moon, can't we get a decent takeaway coffee cup that doesn't dribble coffee on your clothes?
A non-dribble lid.
You know, I think about the problems in Syria, and I think they're nothing compared to the people dribbling Starbucks on themselves.
Did any of the candidates talk about this last night?
No.
This problem?
You know what my favorite part about last night was? Trump
that
being
it ended?
Trump being offended. Well, that was one of them. Trump being offended by cursing. That's I mean, if there's a more disingenuous moment than that?
Didn't he use a rather salty word to describe Ted Cruz a couple of weeks ago?
Do we have it? Kevin, do we have the montage? All right, listen to this, Dean. This is Trump cursing followed by Trump's moment from last night. Listen.
He's a that's terrible. Terrible.
You can tell them to go themselves.
You're not going to raise that price. You understand me?
Listen, you mother. We're going to tax you 25%.
I don't give a
Stop the son of a
This guy used a filthy, disgusting word on television, and he should be ashamed of himself, and he should apologize, okay?
That's Trump talking about former Mexican president. Was it Fox? I think it was Vicente Fox.
Fox.
Yeah, who said, I'm not going to build your effing wall. And that's after, and that, by the way, is just four or five examples that were found of him cursing in front of rooms filled with children and other people.
They love me.
He is so presidential. So presidential.
Did I mention my coffee cup is dribbling?
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. I was just trying to get you not to think about it.
Thank you.
How dare I bring up other things?
Please.
I want you to get to your Oscar picks, and I also want to recognize one of the great actor comedians of all time on his 100th birthday today. But is there any movie we ought to see this weekend?
One called Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Nice, uplifting movie. Eddie Edwards, the British Olympic skier from the 1988 Calgary Games. I don't know if you remember him. I didn't until I saw the movie, but
yeah,
people do. He wasn't really that great of a skier.
No, he was terrible.
He came in last. But he was the only British skier to get into the Olympics that year because he wanted to be at the Olympics. He plays the Eddie, a British actor named Taron Egerton. Hugh Jackman plays his coach. Both guys have dreams that were unrealized, and it's a really nice, uplifting movie about not letting any single barrier that gets in your way stop you from achieving your dreams. Nice, uplifting, positive movie, and you get to see this guy crash down ski slopes over and over and over again. So, you know, there's the price of admission right there.
And that would be rated a Dean's List.
Dean's List B on this one. Yeah, really nice.
And watch Channel 9 this morning for the rest of Dean's reviews or check it out online and see his Oscars picks and other things. But here is Oscars picks when we come back.
If you watch this morning, you'll be able to see coffee drips on my shirt.
You hadn't brought that up. What happened there? By the way, before we get to your Oscars picks, we need a tiebreaker, too, for our Oscars picks.
Yeah.
And we've gone with Best Foreign Language Film. I'm going to allow everybody to think about it during the break. The category includes Embrace the Serpent, Thebe, Mustang, Son of Saul, and A War. And I will remind you, A War was directed by Tobias Lindholm, and I think we know his work.
Express yourself. Thank you.
8:21, make it 8:22 now. Dean Richards back with us from Channel 9. You on the radio Sunday?
I am. Sunday, we have just a little mini show. There's a sports preemption, but we'll have a little pre-Oscar fun. We'll be talking with Hugh Jackman about his new movie this coming Sunday. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Where will you be Sunday night during the Oscars?
In my house.
Yeah. And who you'll be wearing?
My house. I'm wearing Sears Roebuck.
Good for you.
Yeah.
A smoking jacket.
And a smoking jacket. Sears Roebuck sweatpants and a smoking
it
jacket.
It is a smoking jacket, I will say that.
Jackie Gleason is would have been 100 years old today.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? One of the great comedians of all time. One of the pioneers of television. I mean, he, you know, single-handedly was responsible for people buying televisions in the early 50s so they could watch his variety show, so they could watch The Honeymooners. You know,
and if you're over the age of 50 and the words live from Miami Beach don't ring with you, you weren't paying attention.
Fantastic. The fun and sun capital of the world.
Yeah.
That sweeping shot going along Miami Beach. just, you know, fantastic stuff. So he, you know, would have turned 100. I guess we probably know him best as Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners.
Yep.
And we put together just a little montage of the great one.
This is Ralph Cramden. Yes, yes. Oh, I called to tell you that I quit. That's right. Oh, and furthermore, you are a bum. They can bring doctors from the moon down here to examine my head, and they'll find nothing in there, Alex. You are a blabbermouth. Peanuts, peanuts. What am I going to do with peanuts?
Eat them like any other elephant.
Bang, zoom.
Pow, bang, zoom, right to the moon.
All classic. Yeah, is there anything funnier than domestic violence?
Or well, isn't that right? Because you could not, you couldn't do that kind of joke today.
Crazy.
And, you know, the fat jokes, too, probably would be, you know, there'd probably be a protest outside the studio.
But outside of the, you know, the Honeymooners, which was part of his variety show, later on, Reginald Van Gleason.
Tremendous.
You know, the many, many, many characters that he did. And, you know, younger people will probably remember him as Sheriff Buford T. Justice from the Smokey and the Bandit movies.
By younger, Dean means over 40.
And his, you know, interesting local note, his final movie he made here in Chicago with Tom Hanks, Nothing in Common.
Yeah, which is actually an underrated film, I think.
Yeah, no, it's a very sweet film, 1986, and then he died the following year.
Okay, here is the selection of foreign films, Dean. This is the tiebreaker for us here in studio.
Yeah.
You have to select one. Select one. Who didn't get a first pick earlier?
Everyone got one.
Everyone did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's back to you, Andrea. Embrace the Serpent, Thebe, Mustang, Son of Saul, or A War?
You guys are being so nice to me. I just can't. Okay, before I lose my pick. Not that I've done extensive research on this, but I have to go with Son of Saul.
Son of Saul. And that was the spinoff from the meth show, right? Son of Saul?
Was better.
Again,
that was Better Call Saul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
I have done not a lot of research on this, but it's a Hungarian drama considered to be the front runner.
Oh, I love a Hungarian drama.
I would have picked Embrace of the Serpent just because I think it's a funnier title.
Dave?
Can you read the titles again?
Embrace the Serpent.
Embrace the Serpent.
Embrace the Serpent.
Yeah, I'll go with Dean's recommendation.
It's funny. It's a funny title.
Seventh Floor, Steve Grzanich?
I will go with the only one I saw, which is A War.
You really saw it?
I did, yes.
Well, then you're not eligible to pick.
All right, we'll give you that one.
Fine.
All right.
There are millennials?
We will go with Mustang.
That leaves me with Thebe, which is the one I wanted anyway. I have loved the work of Naji Ubar Nowar for so long.
It's an Arabic language film.
Yeah,
did you enjoy it?
Oh, it's great.
Like, you got to tell him.
Saw it three times.
Sahib.
All right, so thank you for that. Now, there are some prop bets that go with the Oscars Sunday night, Dean. Your thoughts on these. Will Stallone lift both of his arms? That's a prop bet.
You know that he will.
Of course he will.
You know that he will when he wins the Oscar, and I think that he will for supporting actor. Oscar in one arm, you know, other up victorious, you know, kind of doing his Rocky.
Sure.
Like when he's, you know, runs up the steps and does that Rocky dance.
The question
bit.
Is, can he raise both of his arms?
What color will Gaga's hair be? Red, pink, blue, yellow, or orange?
I'm saying yellow.
I'm going with all of them.
I'm saying, I think she'll be a little on the conservative side. You heard who's introducing her, right?
Your buddy.
Vice President Joseph Biden.
Oh, that's right. Biden, yeah, that'll be great.
Is going to be introducing her.
I'm going with a platinum.
A platinum?
Wearing a suit made out of meat.
Who will the last person be to appear in the In Memoriam sequence? Based on how this year's gone so far, I think we got to wait and see who dies between now and Sunday.
Yeah. True.
Didn't they forget Joan Rivers last year?
No, was it last
Wasn't
year or the year before?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Abe Vigoda. I just think it would be great if Abe Vigoda was the last guy. But it's probably Leonard Nimoy, probably, right?
It's going to be somebody profound.
Yeah.
Not that Abe Vigoda wasn't. But.
And then other bets that aren't quite as popular, who will be physically removed from the stage by the cast and crew of the Fast and Furious? That's a prop bet that's out there. Will Leonardo DiCaprio's date be anyone from the Big Bang Theory? That's out there as well.
Sheldon.
And will anyone actually walk up and say, I'm not here to thank anyone other than me, I'm terrific? Which, of course, is what most of them should say.
That would be the headline on Monday if that happened, because that would be so honest.
I was going to say, I didn't think Kanye was scheduled to appear.
Kanye not scheduled to appear.
By the way, do you know what the average cost is of prepping a Hollywood actress for the red carpet, Dean or Steve?
I did hear this.
How much?
Average cost. This is just actress. $3,500.
And how long does it take a woman to get ready?
An average. Now, you got to keep in mind, some women get their hair done a few days earlier, their nails done.
That's how I do it.
An average of 3 days.
3 days. So you sleep in it once you get it done?
That's about right.
Well, you get a pedicure, a manicure, a waxing, whatever you need.
I've gotten all those.
So Dean had them done this morning.
My waxing takes a little longer. I have to actually go to the Black & Decker store for waxing.
Well, you're Greek. That's not your fault.
I go to Sears Roebuck for that, too.
It's all Sears with you. All right, so here are Dean's picks. Best supporting actress
will be Kate Winslet from Steve Jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an upset. I like it.
I believe.
Best supporting actor
will be, should be Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies.
Oh, great.
Will be Sylvester Stallone from Creed.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. Best actress
will be Brie Larson from Room.
Funny movie. Not funny at all.
Laugh a minute.
Best actor
will be, of course, Leo DiCaprio.
Best picture?
I think will be Spotlight. It's going to be between Revenant and Spotlight. I think, you know, we now know that the voting body for the Academy is older.
Right.
And I think they're going to be a little turned off by the violent nature of Revenant. They'll appreciate the filmmaking. I think that Alejandro Iñárritu, who directed The Revenant, will win. Hey, I learned how to say his name. I'm going to say it as many times as possible. I have to amortize using his name as much as possible.
Sure.
But I think he'll win best director, but I think Spotlight will take best picture. Great story, amazing ensemble. It's the kind of movie that Oscar loves for Best Picture.
All right. Nice work by you, as always. We'll continue to see you on Channel 9. We'll see you Sunday morning. Hear you here on the radio. And remember, Sunday night, Dean will be wearing a smoking jacket.
Yep, with coffee stains on it.
He rolls out
a
red carpet.
I'm not done with that email, Dunkin' Donuts. I just want you to know I'm not done with that email yet.
Good luck. Check the spelling.